www.blogtalkradio.com.
Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. Of course, you're invited to take control of the airwaves here, and the number is toll-free. It's brought to you by ProXBN. That number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
Marcus.
And Mark.
Marcus is with us, courtesy of his website, which is BrainlessTales.com. It is a daily comic, and by daily, that means 7 days a week.
Yep, every day of the year for over 6 years now.
Yeah, and it's very punny and always, pretty much always brings a smile to my face, if not an actual laugh.
Yeah, it's it's easy, it's quick, it's just a single panel, so it's not a big time investment. I respect your time. Yeah, I respect the time of my my readers.
What's do you have any idea of how people like come to the site? Are a lot of people subscribing via RSS feed, or is it like
a number of people do subscribe through RSS? I typically will get some big windfalls through the site StumbleUpon, which is a social sharing site.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really big one. Has historically probably the biggest lead. User getter for me. A lot of people on Facebook follow along. Not as many people click through from Facebook as, like, say, StumbleUpon. But that's, and then Google, and there's people share it, Pinterest and all the normal places that you would expect. But StumbleUpon definitely has been the biggest place where I've gotten people.
So our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. We were talking about Overstock. And I imagine you on your website will take Bitcoin donations?
Yeah, I don't sell anything for Bitcoin right now, but I take Bitcoin donations. I even drew an animated GIF of Bitcoin riding a roller coaster.
It's funny.
Yeah, so if you searched for, like, Brainless Tales Bitcoin roller coaster, mm-hmm. you might find it. Yesterday's Brainless Tale was particularly popular with a lot of people. It was about a fur coat. But Bitcoin is a lot of fun, and so I take Bitcoin donations, and, I did get some specifically because I made that animated GIF of the Bitcoin riding a roller coaster, and that was about the price of Bitcoin, right? It's always up and down like a roller coaster.
And there it is at the very bottom of your website, BrainlessTales.com, your Bitcoin address.
Yes.
All right, so, again, Overstock, big news. I mean, it's big news. It's not big news when Free Talk Live or Brainless Tales decides to accept Bitcoin, but when Overstock.com decides to accept Bitcoin. This is huge, and that's why Wired wrote a pretty detailed piece about it, I believe, earlier today. Wired.com, let's see, published. Yep, this was published today. Overstock is now accepting payments in Bitcoin, making it the first major online retailer to embrace the increasingly popular but controversial digital currency. Now, we've talked about BitcoinStore.com. They are an online retailer that accepts Bitcoin, and in fact, they only accept Bitcoin. And you can go and purchase all kinds of consumer electronics from BitcoinStore.com. In fact, over 500,000 items are available. But honestly, Bitcoin Store is a startup. It's relatively new on the scene. Now, they've done a pretty good job, and they've been doing great with their sales, but they didn't exist before Bitcoin. Overstock has existed for a long time. We actually interviewed the CEO of Overstock.com a few years ago.
Yeah, it's been a couple few years
ago. Before Bitcoin even existed, this was a major competitor, I think, of Amazon.
He's from New Hampshire, and he's a libertarian.
I didn't remember that part.
Yep.
Fascinating. So
yeah, so now when Overstock already has a whole bunch of shoppers on their website that either do or don't know about Bitcoin or do or don't care about Bitcoin, but now for the people, for all those people, when they get to their checkout, they're going to see the option to pay with Bitcoin.
Did you check it out today? Because I did look. I went and see how it was implemented.
I didn't go through, but I saw screenshots from other people that did.
I didn't go through with purchasing anything. I couldn't really figure out if I needed to have anything. Like, I tried to come up with something like, what do I need to get? What do I have to buy? And I really couldn't figure it out. But I did go and I clicked the little guest checkout. I put something in a cart and clicked the guest checkout. And it did show me Bitcoin was like the second option, too. I mean, it was pretty prominent there as far as choices.
One of my friends on Facebook, Zach, who actually is one of the guys who makes the Bitcoin machine, he posted on Facebook today, just bought a ton of towels on Overstock.com with Bitcoin. So much fun. I want to buy more.
Right. You can't get towels at BitcoinStore.com. It's all consumer electronics. But you want to get some outdoor patio furniture. You want to get indoor bed and bath stuff. I mean, and they also have electronics at Overstock.
But. So, you know, this is...
Big categories.
It's really interesting what's going on with Bitcoin. Because... up to this point, I'd been kind of holding them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with Laura and I have decided, you know, we're going to start, you know, doing our purchases as much as we possibly can in Bitcoin. Hmm. And she's been able to find gift cards and these sorts of things. And we don't really even have to, you know, we're buying things and don't have to convert out of Bitcoin. And it's amazing. Up to this point, basically, it's been like Bitcoin's been a commodity. You cash out, you buy some, you know, you buy stuff with U.S. dollars. But...
You were telling Marcus and I during the break that a hotel that you're going to be staying at in Central America, going on a vacation soon, that you just happened to find out they took Bitcoin. Like, right. You weren't even looking to find a hotel that took Bitcoin.
Right. I just told Laura, find a cheapy place to stay, and turns out that place took Bitcoin.
Unbelievable.
And so we're going to pay, and they're like, oh, we love Bitcoin customers.
Well, right. There's going to be a lot of businesses that come on and start accepting Bitcoin quietly. There's not every business is going to get all this press.
Right. But what Mark's saying is really just it's close to the final step, because really what happens is once you can pay for all these things with Bitcoin, you're not tied to the dollar now. So you get Bitcoin, maybe you get paid in Bitcoin, and you can spend Bitcoin.
And you're free from the fiat system.
Yeah, you're free from it.
Now, it's still going to be tied to, it's still valuable to know what the current U.S. dollar value of a Bitcoin is until we can totally eliminate state's currency.
But also...
And it's easy to find that out.
If you're traveling, if you're a traveler, a world traveler, wow, wouldn't it be great to use Bitcoin, which is like the world's currency now?
No more conversions.
Yeah, you don't have to convert.
So somebody asked me today... if I go to Europe, do I take my Bitcoins with me? How do I change them into euros? Well, I'm like, you don't really take them with you. They're just there, and you access them.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
If you find a place that takes Bitcoins, which is happening more and more, and I told them about the hotel that I went to there in Central America, or was going to go to, and you can just spend them. So at that point, she understood that it really is an international currency.
It's amazing. So, since December, Overstock's free-thinking CEO and chairman, Patrick Byrne, has been telling anyone who'd listen that his company would adopt Bitcoin sometime in the next 6 months. But Byrne is an impatient man. Last Tuesday, the company struck a deal to handle Bitcoin payments through a service operated by the suddenly hot San Francisco startup Coinbase. And since then, a team of Overstock engineers has worked almost every waking hour to prepare the site for what is undeniably a key moment in the digital currency's short history. Byrne says, I felt I'd tipped my hand. I didn't want someone else to beat us. So just minutes ago, and this was published this afternoon, Overstock started accepting Bitcoin payments for everything it sells, from laptops and TVs to faucets and bar stools. Byrne believes this can ultimately boost the company's bottom line, but that's not his only aim. For Byrne, a rather opinionated libertarian who's unafraid to take his company places that others fear to tread, embracing the cryptocurrency is as much a political statement as a business decision. Like so many others, he believes Bitcoin can free the world from the control of big banks and big government. He says, quote, it helps us fight the machine.
I mean, this is great. I actually, when I shared this story on Facebook today, I used that part of the story there where it basically says that Bitcoin can free the world from the control of big banks and big government. It helps us fight the machine. This
Huge.
Is, yeah, that's a really important part of the story. That is really what this is about. It's getting away from the controllers, because the world is full of people that want to control us, and some of them are in government, some of them are in the big banks, some are in big corporations. This gets us away from that control and allows us to be more free.
Now, I wish more owners of businesses thought the way this guy does. Unfortunately, they don't. But that won't matter, because if enough businesses adopt Bitcoin, if enough people see, you know, enough business owners see news like Overstock and these other companies coming on board, that they're going to adopt it anyway. They won't be adopting it for political reasons.
They'll adopt it because they want the money.
That's exactly right.
They'll adopt it because their competition's going to adopt it and
saying.
Take a small amount of, take some amount of business away from them, and then what are they going to do? So they have to.
But ultimately, that will help destroy the state and central banking and, you know, whether or not that was their intention. They're going to help us with it by every business that accepts it. 855, 453. But it takes leaders like Patrick Byrne to be able to step up and do this. Thank goodness. More coming up.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country, with a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers. How can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's an inspirational story from the CEO of Overstock.com about why he decided to jump into Bitcoin because of competition, and we'll get back into that here in a moment. Also, want to encourage you to visit our website at freetalklive.com. We do have a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. Just drop by M as in mobile.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and the podcast, all free.
So there is a an app for Google Chrome called CryptoKit. It's spelled with K's, so K-R-Y-P-T-O.
Plug-in is the right term.
Plug-in, is that the right term?
Or add-on or something, okay. But yes.
Okay, K-I-T.com. And it gives you a free instant Bitcoin wallet, plus it has integrated secure messaging. So not only can you do PGP messages to your friends in sort of an IM / email fashion, but if you want to go to O.co and make a purchase in Bitcoin, you can do it by simply just just clicking the thing and bringing it down right there and doing the transaction without having to switch pages. It makes everything a lot faster. I'm really was stunned by it.
Yeah, it works.
Yep, it's great. I enjoy it. CryptoKit.com.
All right, so back to the story here from Wired.com. This is fresh news, came out this afternoon, and they're talking with Overstock CEO Patrick Byrne, we've had on the show a few years back, to talk about, when we had him on the show, was just to talk about, you know, running a major corporation as a libertarian. And now his libertarian, I guess-ness is showing again here in this Bitcoin story, where not only is he acknowledging that he needed to get into Bitcoin space because he wanted to be the first in, this is an exciting new currency, which, of course, is a decentralized currency. We haven't really explained that too much here. It's a decentralized currency that is not created by any government or corporation. It is an open-source project. The network is distributed across the entire globe over hundreds of thousands of computers, and it's amazing, and it works.
And the currency is backed by cryptography.
That's right.
It's unreplicatable. You cannot counterfeit a Bitcoin. You cannot destroy a Bitcoin. So there are these undestroyable, unreplicatable bits on the internet.
You can't destroy them, but you can send them to a place where they can't be recovered anymore.
Right. You cannot destroy someone else's Bitcoins, I suppose.
You can screw up. You can sure mess up your own. But anyway, let's continue here with the story. So Bitcoin's amazing. We've been huge fans of it here for the last couple of years on Free Talk Live. And the story continues from Wired.com. Created just over 5 years ago by an anonymous computer programmer, Bitcoin entered, or group of programmers, we don't really know who Satoshi Nakamoto is. Bitcoin entered mainstream consciousness this fall when government regulators seemed to give it their stamp of approval and its value topped $1,000 on popular exchanges. Now, it's a stretch to say that regulators gave it their stamp of approval because some of the government is going after Bitcoin, but others are kind of seem friendly towards it.
Yeah, well, so Ben Bernanke, head of the Federal Reserve, said it had promise.
But at the same time, they're targeting people who are running Bitcoin businesses.
They sure are. They're trying to – look, they approve of Bitcoin. They want to whip into shape the Bitcoin businesses.
They want to control it, right?
Sure.
Which they can't do because it's uncontrollable. They could ultimately try to control some of the currency exchanges and things like that might be located within the United States, and that's and they've gone after the guy making physical Bitcoin. So they're certainly not embracing.
Well, that's why it's a great time to get into Bitcoin. Get into Bitcoin now and, throw a couple dollars into it. And then once you have it, you're in the Bitcoin economy. You can now spend Bitcoin and receive Bitcoin. You can receive Bitcoin anytime, but once you have it, you can spend it, and you don't have to ask permission.
Well, and this is you're exactly right, because you can get $40 and fewer worth of bitcoins from cashintocoins.com, and you don't have to pay a fee on it at all. So
there's no real risk involved.
The reason that they do that is so that people get into the Bitcoin economy, so that they're plugged in. So it's really no risk. There's no fee. It's not like stocks or gold or anything like that where there's this transfer fee. $40 under, no fee at all at cashintocoins.com. All you have to have in your town is a Bank of America, a credit union with shared branching, or a Wells Fargo, and of course you have to have a computer connection to go to cashintocoins.com. The instructions are easy.
It's pretty damn easy. I've enjoyed cashintocoins.com. So, you know, once you get those bitcoins, you got to have something to do with them, and one of the places you can spend them now is Overstock. So let's continue here. It shows a huge leap in demand, this crazy Bitcoin price of $1,000. I mean, it was 100-something earlier in 2013, and then towards the end of the year, it had gone up 10 times that. It's right now in the 800 range today. That shows a huge leap in demand, but many people are interested in the currency only as an investment, an asset whose value keeps going up.
Wait a second. Now, the people that are interested in it as an investment must necessarily be interested in it as a currency because
it'll fail without the currency aspect.
Right. If you're buying it as a commodity, if you're buying barrels of oil that don't have oil in them, oil that doesn't burn, well, then what kind of commodity buy are you in? Are you going to buy orange juice that's sour? Yeah. Are you going to buy pork bellies that taste like mud? No. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Right. Bitcoin has to be useful in order for it to be valuable.
Right. And, well, lots of people will say this. Like, oh, plenty of people are buying it as an investment. Well, if you thought that cash, wasn't going to lose its value, you might save some cash under your mattress, too. But at the same time, you would spend cash. And I think that's how Bitcoin is. Lots of people will spend some. Exactly. Save some and spend some. That's what I like to do.
I spent some this week.
If you see some kind of value in gold being used as, an electronics devices in the future, you're like, I know that more electronic devices are going to use gold in the future. And you invest in gold as a result of that belief, it's not that you're getting in as an investment. You certainly are getting an investment, but you believe in the product.
That's right.
So I spent a little Bitcoin this week, as a matter of fact. It was fun. I was the second person to ever buy something with Bitcoin at the Corner News, which is a local little kind of head shop convenience store here in Keene, New Hampshire. The owner there has decided to start accepting Bitcoin, and so I purchased some rolling papers and some rolling tips with Bitcoin, which was just fantastic. And it's so easy as well. And it's only going to get easier, too, because right now it's still a little rough around the edges. I mean, doing online business with Bitcoin is easy. I mean, the Overstock.com, you go there, it's integrated right there in their site. You click it, and you can easily buy the Bitcoin or buy whatever you want with Bitcoin. Online shopping, it's a cinch. But when you're doing point of sale, I mean, I was in a physical store at a, cash register. That's where things get a little bit tricky because existing point of sale systems aren't necessarily integrated with Bitcoin yet. Well, there is a business out there that's doing it. But
you said you were the second person, too. So yeah. I would imagine the second person to use a credit card at a store, probably took a while. They probably took out the machine and went,
the old chunk.
And gave you a carbon copy after you signed it and all that.
Yeah, they probably tried to figure out which copy to give to them and, that because it would have been new stuff. So, yeah, there was a little bit of tweaking involved. Like the web. So the way she had done it was she had put up I think she was using Coinbase. She'd put up her Coinbase on her website, and she would go to her own site for the Corner News on her cell phone, come up with the price with the QR code. I would then scan that QR code with my phone. It, of course, automatically has the price built into the QR code, so I don't have to enter in, what I think it was like 0.006 something for what I bought there, basically $5 or something worth of product. And then, boom, it was done. I mean, it was that easy. So it was a little, it would be the nicer way to have it done would be to have a monitor in the store where all that information comes up.
Sure, but as more stores come online, all that stuff's going to be developed.
It's already there.
Right.
You just have to, if you've got the right system, it's easier to implement, and companies like Coinbase and BitPay are working feverishly on those systems right now to assist with the merchants to make this more possible. So we'll come back with more here. There's more to the story about Overstock. It's a neat story, and it's very big news in Bitcoin world. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Take control here at Free Talk Live.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put in your cell phone. But call 1-800-652-3709. That's 1-800-652-3709. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you'll get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, the National Student Loan Relief Hotline can help you. You may also be able to cut your payments in half right away. The National Student Loan Relief Hotline can also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-652-3709. The National Student Loan Relief partner companies have helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-652-3709 for free information today. That's 1-800-652-3709.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about the continually expanding and exciting Bitcoin universe. Now, Overstock.com has become the largest business, most mainstream business to enter into the world of Bitcoin. We'll continue the story from Wired here in moments. Also want to invite you to our website where you can go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Our bulletin board system is there, and there are a lot of different people there that you can talk to. It's a Free Talk Live listener BBS. You go to bbs.freetalklive.com, and that'll allow you to get interactive. It's one of the many free features that we've got for you at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, speaking of bitcoins, did you know that Bitcoin has surpassed Western Union in transaction volume? That's huge. The idea that, well, there's more transactions going on with Bitcoin
on like a daily basis.
On a daily basis.
That is amazing.
It's amazing. And these are the kind, these bits of news, they all stack up to me to mean that Bitcoin is going to be successful. It's had its bumps. It had its ups and downs, but it takes a licking and it keeps on ticking. And that's what it takes to be successful. And it just keeps going up. So, you know, I was skeptical of Bitcoin initially, as were you, Ian.
Yep. But wish I wasn't.
Don't we all?
Shoot. So, if you're not skeptical anymore, you should go to the North American Bitcoin Conference. It's January the 25th and 26th. So just a few days away. It's a couple weeks. And there's going to be speakers like Tony Galoppi from BitPay. And
where is it?
It's in Miami, Miami Beach, at the Miami Beach Convention Center. Right. And there, BitPay is sponsoring merchant workshops for free. So if you're a merchant and you want to learn how to take Bitcoins, they're going to have classes there for you to take so that you can handle it on your own.
That's where all those questions about point of sale and things like that will be handled. Because, you know, us sitting here speculating about what we might have seen some news article somewhere about point of sale, BitPay is one of the two major companies that are in the space of actually creating those systems for business owners. So if you've got questions as a business owner or somebody who's thinking about becoming a business owner accepting Bitcoin, that's going to be the place to be.
Yeah, if you have a business, you should be accepting Bitcoin as soon as possible. And frankly, you should go to this merchant workshop. Get plane tickets and go, because there's going to be a lot of valuable information there. It's the website is btcmiami.com. You can pay in Bitcoin if you wish, or cash if you wish, btcmiami.com, and there's all kinds of speakers there. It's going to be a great event, hundreds of people converging on the convention center.
The guy from BitPay was super, super nice when we had him
too,
because I totally botched his name up, and he was really gracious about it.
Well, I imagine with the last name. Is it Galoppi?
No, I botched his first name. I couldn't remember his first
Tony?
Name. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, couldn't get that right.
So, anyway,
go on, Ian.
Overstock.com, accepting Bitcoin now, shows a huge leap in demand, says Wire.com, with the price going up dramatically, and an asset whose value keeps going up. Overstock and Coinbase aim to turn Bitcoin into a true currency that can be widely and regularly used to buy and sell goods and services. Well, it already is a true currency. I mean, it is usable with thousands of businesses worldwide, and you can buy all kinds of neat things with it.
It works. It's completely usable. It's a currency right now. People are using it. You can buy tons of things with it. So it's being used. It's being traded between people, businesses, people to businesses, all kinds of things. So, yeah, it's already being used. So,
yeah, and by the way, Bitcoin, when it's ranked against other countries' currencies, as I understand it, it's somewhere in the top 100 as far as they go. So, I mean,
Bitcoin's more valuable than any other currency in the whole world.
Yeah, but I think it's market cap or something like that. I can't remember.
The total value of all Bitcoins or something like that.
Something like that. I'm going to have to take a look.
All right, let me go on here. So you can already use Bitcoin to buy hard goods from a hodgepodge of websites, from computer parts seller memory dealers to general stores like bitcoinshop.us. You can pay in Bitcoins when using online services like popular blogging tool WordPress, which was a huge news when WordPress began accepting Bitcoin in 2013, as well as dating site OkCupid. It's also a huge website. You can also even buy stuff like burritos and sandwiches in some real-world restaurants and shops. But Overstock, with $1.3 billion a year in sales, is by far the largest operation to accept Bitcoin, and I would add to that, thus far, because more will be following this.
Yeah, I mean, but this is huge. For a major retailer that people actually know online, there are very few sites that are bigger than Overstock.com, and, obviously there's at least one that's bigger, but they're one of the big players.
Yeah, I mean, they've been competing against Amazon for a long time. The fact that they're still around and able to compete against Amazon, I think, is an indicator of their level of stick-to-itiveness or success. Because there's been plenty of businesses that have gone under on the Internet, and they're still there.
Yep.
Coinbase co-founder Fred Ersham, who oversaw the deal with Overstock, says the move is important because Overstock is such a recognizable name. We've all seen their ads on cable TV, which I haven't because I don't have cable TV, but apparently they've got them, which is something you can't say about the 19,000 other merchants using the Coinbase payment service, a kind of PayPal for Bitcoin. Ersham says you have to consider the mainstream nature of it. Generally speaking, Bitcoin merchants have fed the tech early adopter user base, but Overstock is not about that. This is about as mainstream as it gets.
Well, tech guys need towels too, Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
Just fewer.
Right, I suppose so, but we're tech guys are people too. They use all the same things that that normal people use in everyday life, right?
Oh, I'm very interested to hear what the bump is going to be, and maybe we should contact Patrick Byrne again, Mark, and maybe after a few weeks.
I was thinking we ought to
say get him on as like a recap. So how'd it go? I mean, because we know that with the Bitcoin Black Friday, there were companies that stepped up to offer Bitcoin services that had major levels of purchasing going on with Bitcoin. very notable amounts of money were spent that you could argue otherwise wouldn't have been spent. So it wouldn't surprise me if Overstock sees a bump. Maybe it'll only be a bump, but they'll see a bump in sales as a result of this
announcement. Sure, that's people want to say thank you, right?
Right.
Thank you for doing this. And
I want to.
And we'll
we'll
probably be back purchasing again, right? Like that was my friend Zach who made a purchase some towels today from Overstock.
And he wouldn't have done that otherwise.
No, it's likely he wasn't looking to buy towels today online.
The Bitcoin community remains relatively small. They say here that Overstock is unlikely to see a huge number of Bitcoin payments anytime soon. And with so many of Bitcoiners hoarding their Bitcoins as an investment, they're reluctant to spend them on, say, patio furniture or an Xbox One. But Byrne is taking the long view. He says, it doesn't worry me. Mighty oaks from tiny acorns are sprung and all that, he says, before adding that some people will spend Bitcoin on his site simply for the thrill of contributing to this change.
Now, I would like to just make a little pick at this article where they say people are hoarding them, right? So hoarding is kind of has a negative connotation to it. But saving is got a positive connotation. That's what people are doing. They're saving, and it's good to save.
Especially when the money gets more valuable.
That's really good. So saving should be encouraged. I think too many people live like from paycheck to paycheck, and they spend more outside of their means. So I would like to encourage people to save their money. If they can save their money, it's good for you. It's good to save up, and then you have money for what you need.
Right, and the reason that people do transactions is they feel like they're getting a better deal by making the trade. So when Bitcoin shot up to, it was like 1,200 on Mt. Gox, and then fell down to maybe 600, and then, you know, it's been waffling around 850 at this point. At that point, I felt, I'm not going to sell I was selling Bitcoins because I wanted to get people in and that sort of thing. And a lot of people were buying Bitcoins for me because they could buy them anonymously as opposed locally and that kind of thing, rather than going through some other service like Cash into Coin.
Oops. Just muted yourself while he's coughing.
Sorry, I couldn't
talk and cough.
I couldn't time that properly. So, yeah, and what I did was I just decided I couldn't part with my Bitcoins at $600 after I'd seen them at $1,200. So I was like, my Bitcoins are $1,000.
Right.
And nobody's been buying them.
Nobody bought them.
No, nobody's been buying them because, you know, they can get them elsewhere.
Right. Cashintocoins.com.
Yeah, cashintocoins.com. So, you know, once they go up above $1,000 again, then, you know, I guess people will start buying from me again. But I just couldn't let them go anymore at that.
And that's fine because, you know, local Bitcoin Coins is another site. You'll often see different prices on there than what you see on the
exchanges.
Wildly
different in some cases.
Because of things like what Mark's saying. Yeah. He's one of the few people selling in town, and he's got his own price.
All right, so we'll come back with more here in moments. 855, 450-FREE. How is this deal working behind the scenes with Coinbase and Overstock.com? The story gets into a little bit of detail on that. And, of course, you can chime in here, bring up whatever's on your mind. Doesn't have to be about Bitcoins. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract, and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge, and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now, 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here toll free as we continue to take a look at the big news, the Bitcoin news of the day here, as Overstock.com has jumped in way earlier than they'd originally planned into getting into Bitcoin. The news hit a couple weeks ago that Overstock CEO Patrick Byrne had been talking quite a bit about going into accepting Bitcoin, and he had a plan of doing it within 6 months, and that he'd brought a team on board, or, you know, part of his IT team, he'd set them to the task of figuring out how to do this. And turns out he decided that he basically tipped his hand, and that he didn't want to wait because he didn't want one of his competitors to jump on it sooner. So he made them, you know, work and focus on this, and they got together with Coinbase, which is one of the major Bitcoin merchant services providers out there, and together they teamed up, and they implemented this, and it's on the site. It's active now. You can go and buy all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, my guess is they probably worked very closely with Coinbase, and that was probably why they were able to implement it so quickly.
Right, because Coinbase does make it easy to implement Bitcoin acceptance on your website.
Right. So they probably just teamed up with them, and they were able to really push it through.
I think that that's really going to give not just Bitcoin, but Coinbase specifically a real boost, because it shows, look, we can do one of the top 50 websites in the world, right. I assume. I don't know whether it is or not, but I bet.
Probably one of the top retailers for sure.
Yeah.
In the world, we can handle one of the top 50 online retailers in the world, and that makes them a major player. They're an international player. They're global.
Yeah, this is huge. I mean, Overstock.com, since you mentioned it, Mark, I just went to Alexa. Now, Alexa is certainly not a scientific measurement.
But it's pretty much the only measurement, though.
But it's something that you can look at to give you an idea of a website's popularity. Overstock.com, the 620th most popular website in the world.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Amazon's number 8, but, you know, still.
So where's Free Talk Live at, like, 1,000?
300,000 or something.
But, you know, that where... for Free Talk Live falls...
Oh, we're up to 270,000.
Right, that's... It's actually... That's very, very respectable spot to be at. I mean, you're getting a lot of traffic to your site. For them to be 620, that means there's only 619 other websites that get more traffic.
That's right.
Than them.
And a lot of them are things like, Reddit and sites that don't sell stuff.
Right. Yeah, sure. A lot of websites don't sell stuff. They're just popular for different reasons.
So just to give you another example, though, WordPress.com also announced that they were accepting Bitcoin in 2013. Yes. They're the 18th most popular website. But as far as internet sales sites are concerned, selling product,
retailers,
Overstock is a big, big player in that space. And they're the biggest acceptor of Bitcoin thus far, with, as Wired cites here in their article, over $1.3 billion per year in sales. So this is a big deal. Anyway, back to the story from Wired. They get into a little bit of detail. How's this working behind the scenes? What's the deal between Overstock and Coinbase? So many have assumed that Byrne and Overstock are taking a big financial risk in accepting Bitcoin because the price of the digital currency is so volatile, at least for the moment. Overstock might accept a Bitcoin payment when the digital currency is valued at $1,000, the argument goes, only to see the value rapidly drop to $750 or less. In the beginning, though, with relatively few payments going through the site, the risk will be low, and all of it will sit with Coinbase, not Overstock. You see, before each payment is made, Coinbase sets an exchange rate and immediately converts the buyer's Bitcoin into dollars, then transfers those dollars to Overstock. So the retailer itself never holds any Bitcoin. Now, I'm sure that Patrick Byrne can change that if they want to change that.
They can with a BitPay, bitpay.com. Mm-hmm. I don't know specifically what Coinbase does, but...
I'm pretty sure you can opt in or opt out.
I bet you can.
Well, my guess is, He tipped his hand, like he said. They made this announcement a few weeks back and said, oh, I'm going to implement this. And then he realized, like, oh, boy, that was a mistake. I need to actually come through and be the first one to implement this at my size of retailer, right? So, likely whatever system they have set up now is a trusted working system. But what might happen is he might have that team now further develop a system where he can maybe – go either way.
Like his own system or something.
They might develop their own. Maybe, or maybe not. I don't know.
Well, because Coinbase is taking a fee, but it's interesting because basically he's brilliantly avoided credit card fees here in this case because, Bitcoin is allowing for new transactions or transactions to come in through this other method, which, as in many cases, like your friend Marcus, wouldn't have necessarily have bought if it weren't for Overstock accepting Bitcoin.
Right.
But if your friend had bought without Bitcoin, if he had just gone to the site and used a credit card, and let's say the towels are $100, he's bought a lot of towels.
Right.
It's about $100 worth of towels. Well, 3% of that transaction, if you pay with a credit card, is going to go to the credit card company. Now, if he goes and buys, the credit card company is going to give Overstock 97% of the sale. Going through Coinbase, he's going to be taking, Coinbase is going to take 1% maximum of that sale, and maybe they even cut him a lower rate, but let's just say it's 1%. I think that's kind of their standard. So therefore, he's taking in an extra 2% on every single sale with Bitcoin.
Right.
Smart move.
Yeah, he's going to make more money per purchase accepting Bitcoin, which is great. They also offer PayPal as a payment option. Obviously, everyone knows that's very expensive for people to accept PayPal. So it's really great.
So it says here that the setup where Coinbase is transferring the Bitcoins into cash could ultimately undercut tiny Coinbase. Eric Posner, a professor at the University of Chicago Law School who explores financial markets and other economic issues, says the risk is similar to what businesses face when dealing with overseas currencies that can fluctuate with the dollar. Importers and exporters have to deal with this all the time, he says.
Yeah, but the problem with using overseas currencies as an example is that overseas currencies tend to, fluctuate sort of wildly, and you don't know whether or not they're going to go up or go down. With Bitcoin, you can take a look at Bitcoin, and it has, month over month, gone up, up, up.
There's still no guarantee.
There's no guarantee of anything.
Right.
But, yeah, you're right. If you take Bitcoin and you take a, big risk and Bitcoin goes down, unlike it has done every other month in the, for 3 years or whatever, then, it wouldn't be a great thing. But if it didn't do so well last month, then wait a month. and it'll probably be back in pretty good shape.
Unlike government-backed currencies such as the euro and yen, there's no derivatives market to help companies hedge their Bitcoin bets. Still, Coinbase, which recently received $25 million from big-name Silicon Valley...
Those derivative markets have done such a nice job for investors in some cases. I mean, every time you hear about these things, people are getting... cities are going broke investing in them.
So they recently received $25 million from a venture capital firm in Silicon Valley. It's confident that it can minimize the risk by using software to carefully monitor price fluctuations. Coinbase runs a system that manages Bitcoin transactions not only for businesses like Overstock, but for about 750,000 individuals. Much as a bank like Goldman Sachs runs software to track price fluctuations as it juggles billions of dollars, Coinbase uses its hedging software to track all of the Bitcoins it manages, deciding when to buy and sell Bitcoin, and adjust its exchange rate in an effort to minimize risk. Goldman, where Coinbase's Ursem previously worked, uses its software in an effort to make highly profitable trades, and Coinbase merely uses its system to protect its own position. But the inner workings of the software are similar. Their other CEO, Brian Armstrong, who we met at the Bitcoin conference we went to last year, says it's algorithmic trading. It hedges that exchange rate risk in the background every single day. So I mean, these guys are brilliant, right? I mean, they've got some amazing software here.
Right, so they're basically in control of their Bitcoin, so they're taking in Bitcoins for people, and then they're selling them at some point. They're making a profit, and then they just send, you know, whatever the rate was that they need to send to the user who, you know, is using it on their website. So they're making profits all the way around. That's probably one of the reasons they can charge just 1%. That's because they're making more than that.
Well, and their overhead isn't as much either. So, you know, you don't have to pay huge staffs like Visa and MasterCard do.
Right.
And they don't have to deal with the fraud department. Like, you know, there's a huge fraud department at any credit card company. But in Bitcoin world, fraud is very, very difficult to deal with. I mean, not difficult to deal with, but difficult to implement. It's difficult to be fraudulent with Bitcoin.
Right. I mean,
but you have to have security. So what you probably don't have in fraud, you have in website security, maybe.
Yeah, I guess. But Visa and MasterCard have website security divisions, too.
You're right.
Yeah, you still need customer service. You know, most of these companies have customer service, obviously, because there can always be technical glitches along the way or problems.
Sure. Sure, but there's far fewer opportunities for scamming with the Bitcoin system as far as the way the system operates.
Yes.
So continuing here with the story from Wired.com. In any event, Overstock has little to lose and much to gain, and Byrne, the CEO, believes the company's move toward Bitcoin will have a knock-on effect, pushing other big online retailers, including Amazon, towards the digital currency.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely putting the pressure on for Amazon, because people who might normally shop at Amazon are going to think twice. They're going to say, maybe I'll go shop on Overstock and spend my Bitcoin.
I can't wait until the people that say that Bitcoin's a fad, even now after O.co takes them, you know, wait until Amazon and eBay are taking
still
it.
Call it
is
a
it
fad?
Still a fad?
All right, we'll come back with more here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. Got some awful police stories here on the way as well. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.